how you break down that game last night.
Well, I think when you look at it, you know, we're disappointed with our effort. We knew they were coming in on a back-to-back, and those are games you need to take advantage of, and obviously we didn't take advantage of that situation.
That, the change on your line, how did that feel?
Oh, that happens. I think it's just more of a byproduct, you know, to get some people going. I think, you know, I played with Chris a lot before, and you know, we're similar players, straight line, get the puck in. I think just to try and get some forecheck pressure and, you know, try and make their D turn, that's the way we're going to have to play.
Talking with Paul the other day, and he was saying that you're where now he had planned for you to be at the beginning of the year, that plan that he had to set you up and kind of build a team around that. How's that feel to hear that?
Oh, obviously it's always nice to know that, you know, your game's starting to come around. You know, I think I was disappointed with how my first half of the season went, and you know, in this situation right now, they need guys to step up, and you know, I've been trying to do that. I think, you know, as a team, you know, we're still right in it, and you know, these are some really big games coming up for us, and you know, we're going to need everyone here to kind of pull their weight, and yeah, so I think it's been something that I've been trying to work on, trying to improve my game.
As tough as that loss was last night, both the Avalanche and the Preds lose, I mean, does anything change from how it was before yesterday?
Yeah, it's nice to get some help on the out-of-town scoreboard, I guess, but you know, there's 40 games left in the year that we can't be banking on other teams to beat other teams just for us to make the playoffs. You know, we're going to have to take care of our own business, and that's going to start by winning some games. I think, you know, we're right in that game last night. As sloppy as we played, it's still a 2-1 game with 7 minutes left. So, you know, we know there's areas of our game that we can fix. You know, it's no secret that we're going to have to improve our discipline. I think that's going to be a major focus of us moving forward.
How much do you watch that scoreboard that you mentioned? How much do you pay attention?
No, I think you're aware of the standings, and you know, you're aware of where teams are playing, just because you want to be aware of if you're getting a team on a back-to-back or in a tough stretch, and you can kind of take advantage of their you know, fatigue factor. But I don't think it's too much of a major focus for us. We're worried about what we do in here. I think it's going to be important for us to kind of take care of our own business before we start looking for help elsewhere.
You mentioned sloppiness and maybe not quite the effort you guys wanted in that game. Can you put your finger on any reasons why that might be creeping in?
Well, I don't think it's a lack of effort. I think everyone in this room is trying. It's, you know, the sloppiness isn't because of the effort. It's just, you know, there's some games where you're not as sharp as you'd like to be. I think you have to give them some credit. They did a good job clogging up the neutral zone. They have a lot of back pressure that creates a lot of turnovers. But, you know, I think both teams did a good job trying to limit the speed through the neutral zone. And sometimes that kind of creates, you know, you're trying to make that perfect pass. You're trying to fit some things in that might not necessarily be there. And, you know, that causes some bouncing pucks and, you know, makes the game a little more sloppy.
Nikolai, or I don't